morning feeling like that. It appears we've made it to Friday, Junior. It is a Thursday. The date is May 8th, 2025. Hello, Logan.
Hello, Kira. I just wanted to join in on the Wells today.
Well, how'd that feel?
Well, pretty good. That, and I had like a weird stomach thing coming up with the coffee.
Oh.
I'm like a little burpy lately. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's too bad. Maybe you need like some Tums or you're having some indigestion going on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? Women, this is so random. I'm going to say this really quickly. We won't talk about it past this. You know, women are so much more in touch with their bodies than men. Like, dudes will be like, yeah, I've had a stomach ache for a month now that I think of it. Mm-hmm. And, like, my wife will know exactly what is wrong with her as it's changing in her body, if that makes sense.
Well, she's also in the medical field,
yeah,
so she really knows. She's really plugged in.
That's a good point. But, like, when you have a change in your body, like, do you feel it, like,
why
right
are you
away?
Touching your breasts? Why did you touch your nipples?
I was just seeing if they were changed.
Are they changed?
I haven't inspected my body in a while.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Let's get into something else. Change the topic.
So funny. So yesterday, do you think we helped Melanie? I think we did with the dilemma about the pre-K graduation.
No, I don't think so because we were, you know, you and I were on different ends of that spectrum and the callers also were, I think.
It's true, but it did make for good radio. It made for a really good conversation. So we're going to relive that with you now on 97.5 WOKQ. Enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We are Kira and Logan in the morning on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Okay, so we did get a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app from our listener, Melanie. She's going through a little dilemma, so I thought I would read it aloud and then we can discuss it as a class.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me weird?
I wasn't even looking at you.
Okay, so it says this. Hi, Kira and Logan. I have a dilemma that has literally been keeping me up at night. Really curious to know what you and your audience think I should do about this. Mm. So my daughter graduates from pre-K the same day that my sister graduates with her PhD hooding ceremony.
Ooh.
They're happening on the same day at almost the same exact time. My sister has worked her butt off for this. I'm a single mom, so dad's completely out of the picture. What do I do? My sister said she'd understand if I didn't attend, but I really feel like I should. What are you thinking, Logan?
Feels obvious.
Does it?
It does.
Okay.
You gotta go to the kids. You gotta go to the kids thing. It's your kid. It's your kid. And the kid has no one.
Yeah.
And you don't want the kid to be looking up during graduation with the macaroni necklace on and everything and saying, where's my mama taking a photo? Oh, she's not here?
Yeah.
I think the older one, which is the sister.
Yes.
Even though, obviously, graduating, getting your PhD is far more impressive than kindergarten. I mean, we all do that.
Okay, rude.
Yeah. Even though that's far more impressive, you can celebrate that at a dinner. You can say, hey, sissy, let me take you out on a night. I'm going to miss that ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I wasn't riding with you the whole time. I think the sister will forgive more than the child's. And now the other end of the spectrum is like the kid's not going to remember, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
So you think she should go to the sister's PhD hooding?
I mean, it's a terrible situation. You want to be at both places at both times, but you can't. But I am leaning more towards going to the sister's just because I don't think that the kid is going to care that much. I don't see her working through in therapy years later. My mom wasn't at my pre-K graduation. I don't think that's going to really stick with her. I think as long as she has somebody there, hopefully maybe a grandparent or something.
Yeah.
You know?
No. What happens when the other families are taking pictures of the kids and going up and hugging mom and mom's not there?
But the sister put her blood and sweat and tears and so many years into getting her PhD.
No doubt. And that's amazing. And I am going to assume that this mid to late 20-year-olds can suck it up for the four-year-olds graduating kindergarten. That's what I think. I think you got to be there for the kid.
Okay, so we've spoken our piece. Now we're curious to know what you think Melanie should do. Should she go to her sister's PhD hooding ceremony, or should she go to her daughter's pre-K graduation that she's probably not even going to remember? 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in. Wow, we have Wynnum Before You Can Buy Him Brantley Gilbert tickets. He's coming to Hampton Beach on September 11th, and you can win a pair of Brantley Gilbert tickets. Right now, they don't even go on sale until Friday at 10 a.m. Brantley Gilbert tickets, if you want to give us some advice for Melanie, 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Good Lord, these phones are ringing off the hook. People feel some type of way about this topic. If you are on hold, please stay there. We'll get to your call as soon as we can. All right, if you missed the message that Melanie sent us, this is her dilemma. My daughter graduates from pre-K the same day that my sister graduates with her PhD hooding ceremony. They're happening on the same day at almost the same time. My sister has worked her butt off for this. I'm a single mom. Dad is completely out of the picture. What do I do? My sister said she'd understand if I didn't attend, but I really feel like I should. What would you do if you were Melanie? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
Stephanie.
So what do you think?
As I am currently driving my daughter in the back seat, and I have a sister, I am with Logan, and I think she should absolutely go to her daughter's kindergarten graduation, take pictures, show the pictures later down the line. Like Logan said, the sister will totally understand. You can celebrate another time.
I'm with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's tough. It is a really tough situation. But I created my daughter, and I would not miss anything for the world for her.
I created her. Yeah. I love that take.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call, Stephanie. Hi, who's this?
Constantine.
Hi, Constantine. So what do you think?
So I was thinking about it, and that is a wicked tough one. But is it pre-K or kindergarten?
Pre-K.
Yeah, you got to go to the PhD pre-K. Not as big a deal. Kindergarten, big deal.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wait a minute.
I wanted to correct the last caller because she said kindergarten graduation. But
what's the difference?
Pre-K, you're like four.
Yeah, man, that was preschool when we were kids. I didn't even go to pre-K. Kindergarten's a big deal, but pre-K is kind of like not that big a deal.
This is crazy. No, this is semantics.
No, it's not.
Preschool and kindergarten are like the same thing.
No, it's not.
They're both before you start grade school. Grade school is the big differentiator.
Kindergarten is your first year of school. That's your first day of school. It's kindergarten.
Not preschool?
Kindergarten is a requirement. Not even all districts have pre-K. So I gotta go with Kira on this one.
What is pre-K? I'm confused what pre-K K is versus preschool.
It used to be preschool when we were kids.
Okay,
now it's called pre-K.
So it's the same thing.
Circle time, learning colors, that kind of thing. But kindergarten's full day. Pre-K is like 3 hours in the morning.
Really?
Yeah,
that's it.
I didn't know.
Okay, so do you change your mind?
No, I don't change my mind. I think you should always put your kid first. I think your kid goes first before absolutely anything, and I think she should go to her kid's graduation because it's her kid.
Thanks for agreeing with me, Constantine. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, we're still taking your calls at 603-749-0975. What do you think Melanie should do? Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's your best friends on planet Earth, Kira and Logan in the morning. We're trying to guide our listener, Melanie, through this difficult decision. She sent us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Here's what it said. My daughter graduates pre-K the same time my sister graduates with her PhD hooding ceremony. They're happening on the same day at the exact same time. My sister has worked her butt off for this. I'm a single mom, so dad is completely out of the picture. What do I do? What would you do if you were Melanie? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're out with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Colin from Dover.
What did you say your first name is?
Colin.
Okay.
C-O-L-L-I-N.
Love. All right. So what do you think?
I definitely think I would not let my child go to the pre-K graduation, and we would both be going to my sister's.
Really cool take.
I love the take.
What's your reasoning here?
I mean, she's not going to remember that pre-K graduation. And my sister will remember if we're both at the PhD.
I didn't even think this was an option.
It's a loophole for sure, but I am here for it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, Colin, we're obviously not this easy. We're going to flip it right back. If you can't, if you had to pick one, if you couldn't bring the kid to the PhD, you had to pick either go to the pre-K graduation or the PhD hooding, which one would you choose?
I would choose the pre-K.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
That's fair. That's fair.
Appreciate the take and the creativity, Colin, really.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard a little voice chirping in the background. I was like, she's going to say pre-K.
Oh, yeah.
She going to say it.
Awesome thing.
Bye.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. We are working to help our listener, Melanie, through a dilemma. She sent us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Sorry if you've been with us all morning and you've heard me read this 47 times. I'll do a little, like, condensed version. But basically, her daughter graduates from pre-K the same day that her sister graduates with her PhD hooding ceremony. The ceremonies are happening on the same day at the exact same time. So she's wondering which one she should go to, basically. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, is this Karen Logan?
It is, yeah.
Hi. I'm calling about Melanie.
Yeah, but what's your name, first off?
Jamie.
Okay, nice to meet you, Jamie. What do you think?
Nice to meet you. So I have a daughter currently in kindergarten, and she had her pre-K graduation last year, and almost every single parent was there. And I couldn't imagine her looking out at the group of families and not having someone there with her.
Mm-hmm. Snaps. Not to mention, Melanie did say she was a single parent. There's not a pop in the picture.
Right, that is a factor.
You can't
that is.
Let the kid with the macaroni necklace not have anyone in the audience.
They spent weeks on their songs and dances and all that stuff, and they were so proud to show it off. There is no way I would have missed that.
Truth be told, I've never been to a pre-K graduation. I don't know what it really entails, but I thought it would not be, like, that big of a deal.
I gotta tell you the truth, Kira. I am, like, shook that you would say the sibling, because you have a child that is close to pre-K age.
I mean, hardly. She's 18
she's
months.
She's pretty young, but she'll get there.
Time out. When do you go to pre-K?
You're like four.
Pre-K is the last year before kindergarten.
You're four.
So she's two She's 2 years away? You got a
two and a half years.
I'm just saying, you got a kid closer to pre-K than you got a sibling getting a PhD.
Do not have a sibling close to getting a PhD. Right. That is a fact.
Right. So I was very surprised to hear you say PhD.
Well, one's going to remember, one's not.
I don't know. I think my daughter would remember.
You do?
And I do.
God.
I don't think it's about remembering long term. I think it's about remembering short term. I think that kid goes that night, holy crap, mom wasn't there. There's never been dad, but mom wasn't there. So I don't think you got to think about it for when they turn 20 and if they still have trauma. I think you think about that week. Does the kid know that I'm always going to be there for them?
They're loved, and supported.
Absolutely. And also, my girls, so I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, and their dad walked out like a year and a half ago.
Sorry.
And, we were separated before then, but he walked out of their life about a year and a half ago. And we don't know what this other little girl's situation is, but if she remembers him walking out, there's no way mom that can miss that. She has to be there.
Well said.
Yeah, that is really well said. Wow, Jamie. Well, it's so good. It's so great to talk to you. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Of course. I listen to you every day.
Jamie, don't hang up.
Don't even think about hanging up.
We're wondering if you could use a night out to maybe go see Brantley Gilbert.
Sure.
You got him. People can't even buy these tickets. This is the first pair of tickets we're giving away, and we're giving them to you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Jamie. Have the best time, and hold on so we can get your information.
The 97... 97- Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Good day.
Hi.
Hi, have you played this game before?
I have not.
Okay.
Very fun. What made you want to call and play today?
Because it's my birthday.
Aw, queen.
Come on, Rachel. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is fun. All right. Well, I hate to kick Kira out of the birthday celebration, but you do have to kick her out of here so we can play.
Okay.
This is when you say, get out of here, Kira.
Get out of here, Kira.
Dang it. I love a birthday party. All right. I'll be back. See ya later.
All right, Rach. She's walking out. The first question's multiple choice. You ready to go?
Sure.
Here we go. Today is National Drink a Coke Day. What was Coca-Cola originally used for? Was it to keep zookeepers awake while dealing with large animals? Was it used for medicine, or was it used to keep astronauts awake?
Medicine.
Question number two. People have been freaking out about the quality and hype around the release of the sixth edition of this iconic 1997 video game. The whole premise of the video game, I believe anyway, is to steal cars, cause chaos, and commit crimes. What is it?
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, Rachel. Question number three. Loving on you, Luke Combs. But I'm in love, loving on you. I can feel that rush as soon as you walk in the room. I can't get enough of you, honey. You're right. Blank.
I don't know.
All right, one more time. I'll give you a couple more words. I can't get enough of you, honey. You're right on the blank.
Money.
Who's whispering in the background? Rachel, you got some help there? Who you got? You got a coworker or someone in the room?
I have nobody with me. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, really? You're just thinking out loud. I like it. All right, don't think out loud anymore because Kira's in here.
Hey, birthday girl. And
hello.
Logan.
Oh, that didn't feel good.
Sorry, it's not your birthday. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm happy to make Rachel feel good. Here we go, Kira. Question one. Multiple choice. Today's National Drink a Coke Day. What was Coca-Cola originally used for? Zookeepers dealing with large animals, medicine, or keeping astronauts awake?
These are all so creative.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you. Believe it or not, one of those is the correct answer, though.
Keeping astronauts awake?
Is your guess?
Is my guess.
Is incorrect. Oh. It was used with the help of actual cocaine. As medicine. And Rachel got that right.
Good for you, Rach.
Question two. Kira, people have been freaking out about the quality and hype around the release of the sixth edition of this iconic 1997 video game. The whole premise of the game is to steal cars, cause chaos, and I believe commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
What game?
It's got to be Grand Theft Auto.
That's what Kira said. That's what Rachel said. Mm. And that is the answer. Two Rachel, one Kira.
Okay.
Moving on to Luke Combs, loving on you.
Mm.
But I'm in love and loving on you. I can feel that rush as soon as you walk in the room. I can't get enough of you, honey. You're right on the blank.
Money.
Money, says Kira. Money, says birthday girl Rachel. Money, says Luke Combs. And that's...
Hey! Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Our names are Kira and Logan in the morning. Last name in the morning. So all week long, Logan and I have been doing mom-centric content to honor our mamas as Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. And today's question of the day is really hilarious, and it came from Logan's brain. So,
mamas, I want you to tear down your baby daddies.
Oh, my God.
Well, kind of. Oh, I want to know, what was the craziest thing your baby daddy, maybe his partner, maybe he's not, what did he say when you were in labor? What did he do? The jaw-dropping thing that he said or did when you were pushing out a baby in the worst pain of your life and he's playing Xbox with the boys?
Oh, my God.
That's what I want to know.
Or maybe he took a look, you know, under the hood and then dropped.
Fainted. I want
right
faint
on the spot.
Stories. Yeah. I want video game stories. I want he didn't even make it stories.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be bad.
That would be so bad. I don't know if I've said this on the air. That the encouraging words that Steven said to me in my height of labor.
Perfect. What did he say to you?
So it was a tough time. It was, a day and a half, like long thing. Yeah. And I hadn't slept the night before. And we had a doula. And she was like, you know, Steven, why don't you say something inspiring encouraging?
How do you
Kira?
Get put on the spot?
Like, look, she's having a really hard time. Like, say something to her to help her through it.
Yeah, what'd he say?
They had this conversation. I wasn't in earshot.
Okay.
So then he comes over and he's like, babe, you have to do this. You have no choice.
I love this. That is exactly what I would say. I love it so much.
And I was like, is this supposed to be helpful?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not telling me anything I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that I have to get this baby out.
Yeah, would you rather hear, though, you got this, honey?
I mean, you are strong.
So there was no motive. There was no support. There was just, hey, woman, you
have
to
do this. But we talk about it all the time and we make fun of him. And he's like, it came out wrong. You know, I was just saying, like, this is, your body is going to take over and to, like, you are going to do this. Right. You have to do this. You know?
That one's not even that bad at all.
You don't think?
Not at all. He's, I don't, like, think that's bad at all.
If he's listening, he's cringing because we always talk about if we were to have another baby, he's already working on his inspiring words.
She's always.
Because I gave him such a hard time about it. Okay, your turn. You listening. So also, dads can call in if you were the one to say the crazy thing. But what happened, what was said, what was done in the delivery room? 603-749-0975. We're so excited to hear your stories at 603-749-0975. Ladies, you can call and throw your man under the bus. Men, you can call and throw yourself under the bus. 603-749-0975. We do have this brand new record player with two new records that we will be including. That is the new Eric Church album and the John Morgan Carolina Blue. It is a blue album. It's really cool. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls now on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Good day to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. So Logan and I are taking your calls about the crazy things your partner did or said when you were in the delivery room, bringing new life into this world. 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you want to share what your partner said or did in the delivery room?
Yes. Yeah, so with my third child, it was actually a very quick labor, so we were shocked. But right when the doctor said, oh, you know, 2 more minutes and he'll be here. My son's father said, you've had 2 already. Just do it. You can push right through it. You've got this. I'm like, it's not the same.
Oh, my God. So he acted like, hey, you've been here before. It's fun.
Yes.
It's like, it's hard every time, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Each one is different.
That's crazy. And he's kind of saying it like, come on. Like, we've done this. Yeah, it's like, you haven't done anything.
Stop pretending.
Exactly.
That's crazy, Nicole.
Thanks so much for the call.
Hey, thank you so much.
Bye. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. So did you want to share what your partner said or did in the delivery room?
Now, mind you, you have to remember this is over 30 years ago.
Okay.
So,
oh, God.
They let you go a long time. I was technically in labor for 32 days. Don't freak out. It didn't go far, but it was labor. And that day, they're inducing me, my ex, was in the delivery room, well, in the room with us.
Yeah.
I hadn't been able to eat in 3 days, and he walked in with McDonald's and sat down and ate in front of me.
No, he did not.
He did.
Where is he supposed to eat?
Not in front of her. Yeah. In the hall?
Yeah?
No, right in front of me, in front of everybody else. He said, well, I was hungry.
Yeah. I'm sure you were.
Where is he supposed to eat? For real, he can't not be in the room. He's got to be in the room in case the baby comes. But if the man's hungry, why is he supposed to suffer?
Oh, no, trust me. The baby wasn't coming. It was another 2 days before they finally took him. But
that's
yeah.
Right. I forgot this was a month and a half procedure.
That, which is crazy, by the way. Good Lord, are you strong?
No, they just kept telling me, oh, nature will take its course. Nature will take its course. Nature didn't like me.
Yeah, you said screw the nature. Where's the epidural?
Yeah, get it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are loving hearing your stories about the ridiculous, hilarious, cringy things your partner said in the delivery room. Please keep these stories coming. 603-749-0975 if you'd like to chime in. Hi there, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Kristen.
Welcome to the show, Kristen. What's your tale?
So, my first son, I had been pushing for over 2 hours, and the doctor was finally like, okay, your next contraction, I want you to, you know, push this way. So the next contraction comes, and my son's father gets in my face and says over and over and over again, push like you got to take a dump. Like you got to take a dump.
Oh, God.
My. Wait, who? The baby daddy said this?
Yes. Yep.
Was it helpful?
No. When the contraction ended, I started crying.
Yeah.
You're like, I am hating every minute of this. Get out of my face.
Wait, did the doctor say push like you got to take a dump? Like, why did the baby daddy pull that out of his you-know-what?
Because the doctor was explaining to me, you know, push like you're having a bowel movement.
Oh.
They do say that.
So time out. Why are we dragging the baby daddy? I mean, he was just giving the doctor's advice.
No, not in my face over and over saying, push if you gotta take a dump.
You're like, I get it. It's not exactly the words that you want to hear as you're bringing new life into the world.
Over and over and over.
That's funny.
I love this.
Thank you for the call, Kristen. We're still taking your calls at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. We are having the most entertaining show, and truly it's all thanks to you for sharing your stories about the ridiculous, hilarious, cringy things that your partner said in the delivery room. Please keep these stories coming at 603-749-0975. Kathy, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. How goes it?
Well, good morning, dolls. How are we?
Dolls?
Hello.
You're a doll and I'm a doll. All what right. do you think of that?
I don't know. Let's see where the call goes, Kathy.
So I have a really good funny for you. So when we had our first son, my husband is a constant joker, and he said after I gave birth to our son, is that going to go back?
Oh, my gosh. Like right after birth?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I hate this so much.
Did the docs laugh? Did anybody laugh?
Well, yes, of course, that's what his intent was, but of course, you know, he got a good smack for me, so.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'd like to know, what's the first thing? Hey, you two, the two ladies that I got, you know, on the phone and with me. What was the first thing you said after the baby was out? What was the first thing you said?
Oh, thank God.
Thank God? Okay. What about you, Kira?
Well, I had just learned it was a girl.
Okay.
So I said her name to the room.
Right away?
I said,
her name is Gwen.
Steven said, it's a girl. And I said, and her name is Gwen to the
really?
Room.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because it was the only name we had.
Yeah, that's fun.
We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are taking your calls, wanting to hear your exciting tales about the crazy, ridiculous, hilarious things that your partner did or said while you were in the delivery room. 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, my name is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What do you
got? I got a good one. So it's my ex-wife. It wasn't me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While she was delivering her first child, he went to a gentleman's club.
No.
Whoa. Wait. Hold on.
This is terrible.
Let's walk this backward. So you didn't go to a gentleman's club. Who's the mother in question? Who's the birth giver?
What? My wife's name's Sam.
Okay. So Kim had a different man, a baby with a different man, and he left the birth of that child to go to a strip club?
Yep. Because it was his birthday.
Well, it was his birthday.
Oh, that makes sense. Never mind. All good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's kind of special. He shared his birthday with his new baby and,
you know,
they both spend it the way they wanted
was
to.
Was it locally? Was he at Tens?
Kittens.
No, it was, I believe it was the Golden.
Oh, the Golden Banana?
Yes.
On Route 1 in Saugus?
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
How about that?
Real bad.
Now, here's a question. I know that she's not next to you, maybe. What did she say when she found out that he went to a strip club?
Oh, she was not happy.
Well, I think we knew that.
And that's one of the reasons why they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
How do you explain that to your kid?
Yeah.
Like, hey, honey, you have no clue.
Yeah.
There were two for one drinks at a banana.
He's not in the picture anymore. And I have actually adopted her, and we have two other kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're lucky to have you.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad situation. We have nothing to do with her. But whatever, it worked out in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful family, and it is what it is. But
I love this.
I love this.
That's for you, brother.
Thanks for sharing this tale with us. It's certainly a unique one.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for the call. I just wanted to say I misspoke. The Golden Banana is actually in Peabody. You know, I think we were going to probably get some messages like that, you know.
Good for you.
Not in Saugus.
Good for you. Just to double check on all the strip clubs in the local area.
Just a little corrections corner there. Thank you so much for all your tales. It's brought us immense amounts of joy. Speaking of joy, how about a pair of tickets to Boston Calling Night 1 featuring Luke Combs and Megan Maroney? Would you like to go? 603-749-0975 is our number. We're giving these away with Can't Beat Kira. We will play in about 10 minutes, but the time to call, if you'd like to play, is now. 603-749-0975. Getting ready for Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ. Hey, it's going down.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Jessica. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Jess?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead, Logan.
Do you want to play Can't Beat Kira today?
Oh, of course I do.
And you know what you're playing for?
Yes, tickets to the Boston Calling. Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah. Jess, have you ever played this game before?
I have.
Okay.
That's great.
So you know how to start.
Yes.
Do it.
Oh, get out of the room, Kira.
I'm going to leave the room now because you told me to.
She is silly this morning. She's
silly?
Yeah, you're like laughing at yourself. I like it.
I'm a little nervous.
No. No need to be nervous. Here we go, Jess. Let's do the damn thing. Are there more doctors or lawyers in the USA?
I'm going to go with lawyers.
You went with lawyers. Question number two. What TV show has this theme song? A single mom who works too hard, loves her kids, and never stops. With gentle hands and the heart of a fighter, I'm a survivor.
Reba.
Question number three. Luke Combs, the kind of love we make. Let's get some candles burning, some records turning, all the lights down low. Take it blank.
Nice and slow.
Awesome job, Jess. That was a fast round. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel pretty good. The first one I was like, but I feel like it was a trick question, so that's why I went with lawyers.
Well, it wasn't a trick question. It was a 50-50 question.
Yeah.
Hey, Kira, welcome back.
You being a trickster?
First question's a trick one.
Okay.
You ready? Are there more doctors or lawyers in the USA?
I would say there are more lawyers.
That is what Jessica said. Both of you are incorrect. There are about 700,000 lawyers in the U.S. There are 1.1 million active physicians.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of doctors. I just figured being a doctor is so hard to do that less people would do it.
No doubt. Okay. And it takes more schooling.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Kira, what TV show has this theme song? A single mom who works too hard. Who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands and the heart of the fighter. I'm a survivor.
Ooh. Is it Reba?
Reba is correct. That's it. You said it. Jessica said it. 1-1. Question three. This is the kind of love we make, Luke Combs. Let's get some candles burning. Mm. And some records turning. All the lights down low. Take it, blank.
Nice and slow.
That's what you said. That's what Jess said. That's what Luke Combs said. Final score is 2-2.
Oh, twin scores.
Yeah.
Oh,
twin flames. So, good news is, let's start with the bad news. You gotta say that phrase of shame.
My name is Jessica. Tonight is
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is time for a brand new episode of Second Date Update brought to you by our friends at New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Here we go.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
Okay, we're going to welcome Patrick onto Second Date Update. Are you there, Patrick?
Yep.
So we're Kira and Logan. We host the morning show here on WOKQ.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. So we're hoping that we can help you out with Katrina. If you wouldn't mind, we have read through your submission, but if you don't mind filling us in on, you know, what's going on, the whole story.
Absolutely. Yeah. My date with Katrina, it was a long time coming. We have a bunch of friends in common. We both live in Rochester, and so we went to high school together. Like, I've seen her out at bars, at friends' birthdays over the years. But we were at a friend's one-year-old birthday party the other weekend, and I started chatting with her, and she was like really cool, and I was surprised I'd never talked to her before. You know, we were the only two single people without kids there, so, you know, we kind of naturally gravitated towards each other, and it came up that neither of us are seeing anyone at the moment, and, you know, she was saying she wanted to go out for hibachi. She hadn't been to hibachi in years, so I was like, why don't we go, you know? So we did.
Wait, that night, right after the kids' birthday party?
No. We made plans.
Like, got it.
The night after. But it was awesome, and it was fun, and, you know, we kept the momentum going, and, you know, it, we went out on a Sunday, had a Sunday fun day. And we talked as much as we could. It was a little rowdy and hibachi, and you know, she was getting steak and onions flung up in the air from the guy.
Right.
And
right.
She caught like every single one of them in her mouth, which was super hot, to be honest.
okay.
I love a girl who chugs an onion.
I was thinking you were going to say impressive, but you took it another direction.
Well, yeah, it was also impressive. It was both. You know, after that, we moved to the bar where it was less rowdy, and you know, we talked a little more and had a nightcap. And then she made me take a shot, which I wasn't planning on doing, but I'm glad I did because it gave me the liquid courage I needed to kiss her goodnight.
And this was all on a Sunday night?
Yeah.
Work must have been fun that Monday morning.
It was wild. It was awesome. Her friend came to pick her up, but before she ran out, I grabbed her hand. I pulled her in really close, and we had a pretty long, like, goodnight kiss. So
okay.
I was pretty smooth, if I do say so myself.
You may say so yourself.
Patrick, communication since the date? Did you text her after, make sure she got home? Did you text her the next day, and did she respond?
Yeah, well, I texted her make sure she got home, and she didn't text that night, but I figured maybe she just passed out or something. Now it's been really bad. It's been like 9 days.
9 days.
And she's, gone completely dark.
So she might not even be alive.
Well, let's not go there.
I'm just saying, you haven't heard from her, correct?
No, I haven't heard from her. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. But I'd like to know.
Sorry for the morbid thought.
She was obviously feeling you on the date. I mean, that kiss was mutual. You had consent.
It was. Yeah. It felt great. It felt really, I got butterflies, you know?
Ooh.
Wow. Cute.
Cutesy. All right. So I think we have all of our information. Do you feel like this was sufficient, Logan?
I have no questions other than Katrina's phone number.
No further questions. Okay. So what's going to happen now? We're going to play probably about two songs and try to get Katrina on the line, see what's going on. And we're hoping that we can patch you two up on a second date that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. And I'm sure she's not dead. I'm sure she's just been busy. We'll get you some answers there, Patrick.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
It's really our pleasure. Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It goes like this. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for part two of Second Date Update.
All right, we did it. We got Katrina up on the other line. Katrina, you still here?
I am here.
Okay.
Wow.
Welcome on to Second Date Update. Can you walk us through what's going on with Patrick and your date and I guess why you're ghosting him and he didn't even know if you were alive?
Oh, well, that's sad. I'm alive. I'm here. It's not like he did anything wrong or anything. But when we were on the date, we were having a great time or whatever, but it did come out that he had done something in high school that I don't know. Once I heard it, I just I could not unhear it.
What did he do in high school? We're holding the grudge for some time.
I mean, yeah, that high school is probably not too recently. It's not something you can get past.
When this thing is sleeping with my older sister, I think probably no.
He slept with your older sister?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Way to keep it in the family, pal.
I look up to my older sister, but not that much. You know?
Yeah. Did you have followed her footsteps?
Does he know that you're the younger sister of a past companion?
Yeah, how did this even come up?
Well, you know, we went to high school, so we were talking about high school and stuff like that, and I'm really close to my sister. And on my way home from the date, I actually called her and I was like, oh my God, you'll never guess who I had a date with. And, you know, I said, Patrick from high school, oh my God. And she started laughing hysterically. And so obviously pride her about it. And she told me that they slept together once at a house party. And I just, man, I can't get that visual out of my head.
Katrina was like, prove it. And her sister was like, there's a freckle on this. That's crazy. Here's another question. Was it a one-off? Like, was it this a one-time thing in high school?
It was a one-time thing. It was like a special thing.
It makes it a little better, maybe. Or worse. I'm not sure. Well, we're about to make it worse, Katrina.
We sure are.
Because Patrick is on the other line. So he heard everything that you said. He knows now that he's kissed you and kissed your sister and perhaps other parts of your sister. So we're going to bring him in, okay?
Okay. Oh, God.
My man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So did you know that this was the sister of a former lover?
No, I'm just really confused. But who's your sister? What's her name?
Michelle.
I literally do not remember that name at all. Were you sure it was me?
I am positive.
How is she so sure? It might not be me.
Dude, you took her virginity. You would not forget that, okay?
Wait, did she play field hockey in high school with like red hair?
Oh my God, no. Honestly, this is just making it worse that you don't remember. Like, how big of a man were you in high school? This is crazy.
High school was like weird time, you know? Like, it was really long time ago. I mean, I think it's crazy that you're going to hold something against me that supposedly happened like 10 years ago. Mm. You ever think that maybe your sister's the whole, like, she's misrepresenting who she gave her virginity to? Did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah. You're not going to do that. Don't twist it around. You slept with my sister. You don't remember it. It's fine, I guess, but I think we're done here, okay?
Wow, okay. Okay, Katrina, that's pretty crazy, but whatever you want. You know, you're missing out, though. Just ask your sister.
Actually, my sister said she remembers your smelling really bad. So
whoa.
Okay, no, you just make up. All right.
I am not.
It's cool.
You did that, man. I wasn't going to bring it up, but you're going to act like that, and I'm going to just let everybody know, hey, ladies of Rochester, Patrick has a weird smelling.
What is happening?
Okay, guys, I don't think we have any love on the line today. So I think it's best that we let you guys go your separate ways. And thank you both for your time.
Patrick, good luck climbing that family tree.
I said, what's up?
Yeah, she's engaged and wants nothing to do with you, okay? You and your weird smiles. Bye-bye.
Okay, this is going to be tough to recover from for sure. But the time is now for that Kenny Chesney contest code. Here we go.
Is Las Vegas on your bucket list? Enter this code now on the 97.5 WOKQ app for a chance to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere.
That code is 845-845-845. Got to enter that in the 97.5 WOKQ app right now. One more time, Kira, hold on. 845.
He said 845. Did you hear the man? So get your app out and good luck from 97.5 WOKQ. Jason Aldean. Crazy town. Oh, how's it going? Number one food country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning.
I love when you get proud of yourself.
Sometimes I surprise myself, you know? So if you miss that 820 code, oh, that is unacceptable. No, I'm just kidding. We always repeat the Kenny Chesney contest code, the 821. It's tough. Mornings are busy. We get it. So if you did miss it, Logan's going to tell you right now because I don't know it.
It was 845. It was 8, 4, 5.
But don't put the commas in.
No, my bad's confusing. It was 845.
Love it. 845. Okay. Earlier on the show, this brought us so much joy and entertainment that we gotta bring it back. Logan and I were asking you to share your tales of the ridiculous, hilarious, or cringy things that your partner did or said in the delivery room as you were bringing new life into this world in spirit of Mother's Day. So 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to share your tale. All right, Cassie. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning.
Hello.
Hi. We're really excited to hear your tale.
I love telling the story. So with my son, I actually pushed for over 8 hours.
God love you.
Yeah, exactly. No epidural. So
a hero.
After everything was done, everything's good. My husband looks at me and goes, God, my feet hurt.
Oh, my goodness. He did
I
not.
He did. I thought my nurse was going to lean over and punch him.
That is so
the
funny.
Unawareness.
It's so funny because a lot of these stories, it's like the nurses and the mom versus whoever the dad is in the picture.
Yeah.
So who said that was wildly inappropriate? You or the nurse?
Nobody. Like, we just kind of like looked at him like, really? Your feet hurt.
Like, we feel terrible for you after what you've been through.
He's just letting you know.
Exactly.
He wasn't saying that it hurt worse than what you went through. He was just letting you know.
No. He just stood for 8.5 hours holding my hand and stuff. So, yeah, he was like, my feet hurt.
His feet probably did hurt.
Time out. This man stood for 8 hours? Oh, I feel so bad for the guy.
Yes, he did. He was amazing.
What a poor guy.
I hope he got a nice foot rub after that day.
You must have, right?
I probably did.
Check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing.
Megan Maroney, am I okay? On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are taking your calls on the crazy, cringy, ridiculous things your partner said or did in the delivery room. 603-749-0975 is our number.
OKQ, who's this?
Hi, I'm calling in to tell you my story about when I was delivering my son.
Yeah. First of all, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, it sounds like you have a really good story. What is it?
So I was actually in labor for 38 hours. And yeah, so after 24 hours, my husband's like, can you just give her something to stop screaming? And yeah, I'm just looking at him like, you know, so they go and they're going to give me the epidural. And he's like, don't look at the needle. And I'm like, you know, okay. And then so after the fact, I got the epidural. He shows me the size of the needle, and I'm just like, I hate needles anyways. But then when I finally am going to, you know, deliver my son, he was coming up face up, so he was obviously, I was having a hard time pushing him,
right.
So I had to get a episiotomy, and my husband almost passed out, and I'm just looking at him. He's like, you couldn't have warned me about that? And I'm like, and my doctor's yelling at me to push, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Wait, what kind of warning was he looking for? Like, what happened? I don't know the word you said.
Episiotomy?
Yeah, what's an episiotomy?
Where they have to cut you to make it so that it's easier to deliver this child.
Oh.
Painful. Very painful.
So he didn't know
but
that they would do it.
Thankfully, I had the epidural, so I didn't feel a thing, you know.
How are you even supposed to warn them? You don't know what they're slicing and dicing down there.
Mm. No, I can't see a darn thing.
Yeah, you're numb from the waist down.
So I was just, like, thinking to myself, like, this is supposed to be, you know, this great moment, and I'm just worried about my husband passing out before my child's born.
But he didn't?
No, he didn't. He kept a good
man. What a strong man.
A hero, some would say.
I would. I mean, he practically delivered the damn thing.
She's
going to kill you. She's going to come through the phone and kill you.
This guy made the baby and practically delivered it himself without passing
but
out.
But, I mean, he was born on 12/29 at 12:29 a.m.
So lucky, that right lucky there baby.
Was special.
That's really special.
And then, do you know what? He was like, oh, you know, at least we're going to get our the tax credit or the child credit or whatever you called it. I was just like, I'm just going to kill this man.
Yeah. He just keeps saying the right things at the right time, doesn't he?
Dudes are awesome.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Kathy. Still taking your calls at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Mother's Day approaching, Logan and I have been doing mom-related content all week long, and today's question of the day has brought us endless entertainment and joy. We're asking you to share your tales of the crazy, ridiculous, cringy things your partner said when you were in the delivery room at 603-749-0975. Hi, Beth. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How goes it?
Hello. How are you?
We are well. We can't wait to hear your story.
Yes, so I have three children. My first labor was 36 hours. I was terrible back labor, and my husband was sitting in the corner, and the nurse is like, well, she's having a contraction. He's kind of like, yeah, I'm over it. 36 hours.
Yeah.
He comes over and he's like, take one finger and start rubbing my back. Like, dang. Go away.
Just one finger.
Oh. But then with my third child, he was a boy, and as soon as the doctors, I'm having a C-section, and the doctors are in there, and they're like, oh boy, he's in there tight, and they're pulling him around. All of a sudden, I look at my husband, and he's passed out cold against the IV pole, eyes wide open.
Wait, he passed
and I
out?
Said, he did. I said, I think my husband needs help. The anesthesia, my husband's very small. Like, the anesthesiologist is this great big, you know, 6'7" football player, I think. And he picked him up like a baby and puts him on a stretcher.
Time out. How did this happen? How did he pass out after two already? On the third one?
I don't know. It was an early morning. He had too much coffee, and I have no idea, but he had just been asking why there were so many people in the delivery room. And I'm like, well, now five of them are tending to you. So the doctor's like, all right, let's give him a vasectomy, because I was having a C-section. They're going to tie my tube when I were in there. And he sat right up straight.
Wait, he sat up straight to the vasectomy? He heard snip, snip, and he's like, I'm awake?
Yep, he's like, okay, I'm up.
Holy like, wow. Heck.
That is hilarious. He just couldn't handle it. That third, he was like, I can't do it.
Maybe he couldn't handle it with a boy. Maybe because he knew what he was in for after having himself.
That is so damn funny. And also the visual of him, you said passed out, eyes open against the IV pole. Like, perfect description.
Yeah. just right there.
Beth, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you weighing in.
Yes, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
The phone lines are still glowing. If you didn't get a chance to share your story, we really do want to hear it. Shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time for Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. This is how we bring a sense of closure to the program showgram every day. So today, I have a double down. I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Do it.
Second date update is, you know, pretty much a staple here on Kira and Logan in the morning. And when we're out in the wild, people always tell us how much they love this segment. But lately, it has been even more unhinged than normal.
Yep.
And people are getting mad. They're getting frustrated. They hear how good it is and they miss it. And they're like, how can I listen? I'm having the FOMO about it. Mm. And to that I say, I will remind you that Kira and Logan in the morning, every single day is released in podcast form. So it's no music. It's just Logan and I yapping away, about 45-minute episodes. And on those daily, you will hear Second Date Update. So you never have to miss a thing. You can listen to it after work. You can listen to it at night to fall asleep. It's not really the vibes that I would want, but maybe you want it. So search Kira and Logan in the morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And that way you don't have to ever miss an episode of Second Date Update ever again.
Well said.
Thank you, sir. What do you have?
I'm giving a compliment today to Kira and Steven. I just thought the story that you shared, I didn't know. Let me back it up a little bit here.
Okay.
Today on the show, we were talking about what your baby daddy said or did when you were giving birth. And the tales from callers were hilarious. We had dads passing out. We had dads complaining about their feet while their significant other was giving birth for 36 hours.
Being split open.
And I didn't know this story from you, but Kira told the story of when she gave birth to Gwen. The first thing that obviously the nurses said and the doctors were, it's a girl. And Kira's first words were,
and her name is Gwen.
And that is just such a cool, like, memory to have. I didn't know that that's how that went down, because I was curious, like, what are the first thing that someone says after they give birth to a baby? Like, oh my God, it's my baby. Or, holy smokes, I can't believe it's over. Give me a sushi roll. Like, I didn't know. And I was curious what you, and I forget who we had on the line, somebody else. But I think it's really special that you, the first thing you said was the declaration of her name.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. We tell that story all the time because we felt really cool about it.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. Because if it were a boy, we'd have to deliberate. We had a few names on the table, but we only had Gwen, so we were able to declare her that in the moment.
That would have been a while if it was a boy. Hold on. Okay, here are the options.
Okay.
Does anybody have a quarter to flip a coin?
Exactly. Rock, paper, scissors? Yeah. I don't know. Thank you for that. That was very kind. All right, so tomorrow, it is a Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
And we will be here to talk to you then live. Ginny Rogers is up next. So it's 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. But all day today, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.